Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Jefferson County looking for possible sites for a new airport. We wanted to learn more. I'm joined now by Dennis Gannon, Jefferson County Executive. Thank you so much for being with me.
Good morning, Megan. How are you today? I appreciate being invited.
Well, we are doing well, and I appreciate you taking time to talk about this. I'm really curious what's prompting the county to consider constructing an airport.
Well, Megan, Jefferson County has had an airport for many, many, many years, and with the repurposing of the airport in Festus, Missouri, the very day that we understood and realized that it would be shut down and repurposed to the James Hardy site, we realized that we need to be looking. Jefferson County is growing, so we need to be looking at what we need to be a fully robust, multi-transportational asset in the area. So quite honestly, it seems natural that you have a general aviation facility somewhere close to the hub of the region, which being St. Louis. And we're initiating the process. I think once you have something like an airport, although at the end of its life in the airport, when it was actually functioning, there was more hobbyists using it than actually a business center type situation.
So the thought of this is for a private, not necessarily a commercial airport.
I'll put it this way. General aviation, obviously, is what we'd be looking for. We'd be looking for the individual owner who may have his own plane to stay hang right there also. But what we really are looking for would be the aspect of being able to bring corporate jets to support the businesses that surround the region. And I know there are a lot of companies that do, in fact, fly to multiple locations across the country using a private plane. Doesn't have to be a jet, but just we think that this is a key component to what could happen. We also look at the fact that it could be a hub for lightweight freight coming in and out. They used to do a lot of flying of the mail service throughout. So, those are options that can be looked at. If I think that you're going to have a major commercial company come in, that's not what we are looking for. We are basically looking to support small corporate planes and jets.
Looks like you're looking for consultants now. Explain for our listeners what the steps are in the process of trying to site an airport and then get construction underway.
Sure. So actually the funds that we're using to start the program, at least to start the study and for a consultant, was from the State Aviation Trust Funds. So that's managed and operated by Missouri Department of Transportation. So essentially what they're looking for is we're looking for somebody who could research and identify potential sites for a regional airport within Jefferson County. Jefferson County is very hilly, but obviously there are components. There's land available to do this. It's just that we need somebody helping us select it. So that's the part of the process, is finding a location, identifying the needs, what needs to be around the airport as far as the planning documents, the layout, the master plan of how to do it. And so there's a lot to it. So we're on the very beginning stages. We're actually seeking a qualified an engineering firm to study the process. So that's where we're on step one of about maybe 20 steps.
Okay, that is County Executive for Jefferson County, Dennis Gannon. My next question for you, what's it take financially to look at building a new airport? I mean, what are the dollars that would be needed?
You know, Megan, the interesting part is I've seen numbers from maybe $20 million or plus. But I think the important part is when you plan these things. Now, Jefferson County does not have the money, obviously, to do that. But, you know, through this process, we're hoping that we can identify potential funding grants, you know, with the big, beautiful bill and all the things that's included in that. And over the years, they've done a lot of funding for infrastructure. So, obviously, without a vision, which we hope will be developed through this airport study, we don't know what we're looking for. We don't know how much we need to spend or how much we need to invest in it, and what's available out there. What I would envision, if you're looking at an ideal situation, I would be envision being able to have an industrial site around it. Now, that could be light industry. I'm not talking about major manufacturing, but people who are making things that we as consumers use, and make it a light industrial site that supports an airport around it. So, to me, it's just you have to have a vision, and I think that's where we start.
How many years down the road?
You know, Megan, I probably will be retired, enjoying life with my family a little bit more before it happens. I'm very realistic because we're on stage one, and this is the type of thing that I've often said. Sometimes it could take 10 years from this point to the future. And you know, the interesting part is we don't know what the future lies for us. We don't, you know, we might all have hover cars in our garages. I don't know if you put hover cars in your garages or not, but you know, we don't know what the future is, so we're going to start looking at it.
I think it's interesting, you know, you talked about the other pieces that could be connected to an airport in your mind, and I know this is very early in the process, but what do you think it would take for an airport, a regional airport there, to have long-term viability?
You know, I think that what it takes is, number one, you have to have a group effort. You have to have a total buy-in by our county council, by the people, the communities, and even people who are willing to, if they have property that is large enough, and I don't think that we may have one site right now that's large enough, but that's what you do, is you have to consolidate. You might find 10 pieces of property that are all connected, and you might have to start working to start putting pieces together to make an airport happen. But to sustain it, you have to have the support of the community. You have to have the vision of people who can see how we can make this work.
That is Dennis Gannon, Jefferson County Executive. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Megan, thank you, and you have a good day.
You as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.